Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present...
Certain Time!
Makers of Forever Yours welcome you to Curtain Time. Another crowd of discriminating theatergoers fills the lobby, and here, as always, on an opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, I'm in the mood for comedy.
Well, in that case, Myron, you should be happy, because tonight's play is a comedy. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, the lights will be dimmed in just a moment, so let's glance through the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time Players, are starred tonight in Who Is Chris Randolph by Bob Pieran. Mr. Elders plays the part of Steve Kimball, and Miss Sargent is cast as Eileen King.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Who Is Chris Randolph? Well, the scene is a garish Hollywood office. The office of Matt Fleming, a movie producer, who works for the J. Peabody Penrose Studios. At the moment, Mr. Fleming is, to put it mildly, beside himself.
So help me, I could...
Hello, Matt.
If I just knew what to do, maybe...
Hey, what's the matter? You look sick.
I am. And as the director of Turn the Other Cheek, you should be sick, too. J. Peabody Penrose called this morning.
Uh-oh, what's he want this time?
Oh, nothing much. He just told me to sign somebody called Chris Randolph for a part in Turn the Other Cheek, that's all.
Well, how do you like that?
I don't. Penrose is always giving contracts to dames nobody's ever heard of.
We've been shooting that picture for 7 weeks, and now he wants us to stick in one of his proteges. What's he look like?
I don't know, Ted. On top of everything, he forgot to give me your address.
He forgot?
I called him back as soon as I thought about it, but I was too late.
Why?
But after he called me, he left for Mexico.
Great, great. Have you tried the phone book?
I've checked every studio and hotel in town. Nobody knows who Chris Randolph is or where she is.
Well, you know Penrose. If she isn't in that picture, he'll have your head rolling in the gutter.
Don't you worry, Ted. I'll find her. And I don't care how long it takes me.
But, Matt, we can't hold up the picture.
We're not going to. We're going to keep right on shooting. Everything except the scenes with the chorus girl.
Oh, I get it.
Then after I find Chris Randolph, we'll shoot those scenes with her. It's a good part for her. Should make Penrose happy.
Okay, but how you going about finding Chris Randolph?
Well, I could put large ads in all the newspapers saying something like, Attention, Chris
Randolph. I've got it.
What?
Attention, Chris Randolph. Are you fond of money? If so, contact Matt Fleming.
Well, well, so you're Chris Randolph. You know, I was beginning to think you'd never show up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Fleming, but I didn't see the ad until yesterday. What's it all about?
It's good news, Miss Randolph.
It is?
Yes, indeed. J. Peabody Penrose has instructed me to give you a part in our new picture, Turn the Other Cheek.
He's instructed you? Oh, how wonderful.
Miss Randolph, have you known Mr. Penrose long?
Oh, no, I only met him once at a party.
You must have made quite an impression.
Oh, I did. He said he'd give me a job in pictures, but I didn't think he meant it.
Well, it seems he did. Now, about your contract.
Yes?
Mr. Fleming?
See here, how'd you get in here?
Oh, your secretary told me to wait, so I came right in.
Look, who are you? What do you want?
Why, I'm Chris Randolph.
What?
You're Chris...
Yes, is anything wrong?
Plenty.
Hold on here. Well, now, so you're Chris Randolph.
That's right, Mr. Fleming. I've been talking to your secretary, and I understand you've got a part for me in your new picture.
Yes, I have, thanks to J. Peabody Penrose. You know Mr. Penrose, of course.
Oh, yes, very well, in fact.
Now, see here,
just a minute, young lady. Well, Mr. Randolph, I suppose Mr. Penrose told you he was interested in your career.
Oh, better than that, he promised me a job.
I see. You know, that's quite a distinctive name you've got there, Chris Randolph.
Well, I like it. It's different.
But it's not different enough.
It isn't?
No, because I'm Chris Randolph.
You're Chris... Oh, but you can't be. Why, you don't even look like me.
Well, I should hope not. Mr. Fleming, this man's an imposter. He's trying to steal my job.
Now, look, if anybody's an imposter, you are.
Wait a minute, you two. Obviously, you can't both be Chris Randolph. One of you is lying.
See it.
Now, just a second. There must be some way to find out,
it's
and I'm...
It's very simple. Just throw this bum out.
Why, you...
I'm Chris Randolph, and besides, I was here first.
Okay. Mr. Fleming, ask her whether she can prove she's Chris Randolph.
Don't you tell me what to do. Can you prove you're Chris Randolph?
No, I'm afraid not.
See? All right, young man. Can you prove you're Chris Randolph?
Huh?
I thought so.
But I am Chris Randolph. It's my stage name. I've used it for years.
Then what's your real name?
Steve Kimball, but I'm planning to change it legally after I become famous.
If you get away with it, you can change it to Jesse James.
What's your real name, young lady?
It's Eileen King, but Mr. Penrose didn't like it. He said, from now on, your name is Chris Randolph.
Oh, good grief. If I just knew which one of you to believe.
Hello, Matt.
You look sick again.
Ted, an hour ago, I was a happy man. I was still looking for Chris Randolph, but now...
Yeah?
Now, I've got two Chris Randolphs.
Two?
Yes, there and there. Oh, this is Ted Walker, the director of Turn the Other Cheek.
Oh, hello.
Glad to know you, Mr. Walker.
How do you do, Miss Randolph and Mr. Randolph? Matt, what's the catch?
Perfectly obvious, Ted. One's a phony.
Yeah, but which one?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
You mean you don't know?
No.
But we can't finish the picture if we don't know which one to put in it.
I know. Now, look, you two.
Yes, Mr. Fleming.
For the last time, will one of you please confess?
Okay, I'll confess.
You mean that you're...
I'm Chris Randolph, and she's trying to pull a fast one.
That's a lie, you crummy creep.
Oh, I give up. Let's drop the whole thing until tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes. And in the meantime, I want you two to declare a truce and have dinner with me tonight. Don't worry, Ted. I'm not waiting until tomorrow.
Well, sure,
I'm finding out tonight. That's why I invited them to dinner.
I still don't get it.
Look, I'll get them both in a relaxed, talkative mood, then I'll lead them on.
Yeah?
Well, sooner or later, the imposter will trip himself, or herself, up.
Hey, you've got something there.
Thank you, Ted. Fortunately, neither one knows what I'm up to.
Oh, Mr. Fleming.
Yes, Miss Randolph?
I just came back to tell you I think it's a wonderful idea.
What's a wonderful idea?
Why, inviting that phony Mr. Randolph to dinner tonight so we can expose him.
So we can...
We'll lead him on and get him to talk about himself. Then sooner or later, he'll slip. We'll fix him, won't we?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Well, see you tonight, Mr. Fleming.
How do you like that?
Well, at least the other one doesn't know what you're up to.
Oh, excuse me. Matt Fleming speaking.
Hello, Mr. Fleming. This is Chris Randolph.
Now, see here.
I just wanted you to know I think it's a very clever idea.
Oh.
Hey, we'll ask her a lot of innocent-sounding questions that'll start her talking, and before long, she'll put her foot in it. We'll show up that phony Miss Randolph.
Oh, sure, sure. Goodbye.
Well?
Ted, if I live through this, I'll... They're both going to help me expose each other.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent. And now, Myron Wallace. If it has been some time now since you have tasted a Forever Yours candy bar, you have a real taste thrill in store for you. For in each bite of Forever Yours, you enjoy that same delightful candy treat we all remember. The thick, dark chocolate coating is no ordinary chocolate, but the finest, specially blended pure dark chocolate. The golden layer of caramel is still that same smooth caramel that has long been one of the greatest triumphs of skilled candy makers. And the soft vanilla nougat center is creamy smooth and richly flavored with real malted milk. All melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend you will find only in Forever Yours. Treat yourself to the enjoyment that is Forever Yours. There's the call for the second act of Who is Chris Randolph? Brought to you by the makers of Forever Yours. Trying to find one Chris Randolph, movie producer Matt Fleming advertised. And two showed up, a young man and a young woman. Well, now, trying to find out who is the real Chris Randolph, Fleming has taken them both to dinner.
Mr. Randolph, tell me, how did you happen to meet Mr. Penrose?
Oh, that? Well, it was an accident.
An accident?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Why, his secretary mistook me for his barber and told me to go right into his office. She said he wanted a haircut.
But Mr. Penrose hasn't had a haircut for 10 years. He's bald. Completely bald.
Yes, I know he's bald. I was just trying to trip up Miss Randolph here.
Oh, you were?
I'll bet you were. Well, I happen to know that Mr. Penrose wears a toupee.
Aha, young lady.
I know it's not true. I was just trying.
You were just trying to trick him.
But you fell flat on your own face.
Now, see here. I've had enough of this. One of you is lying. One of you has never seen Mr. Penrose and doesn't even know what he looks like.
Well, he's 55 years old.
He's 5'4" and he weighs 210 pounds.
That's right. When he walks, he doesn't walk. He waddles.
He has a bushy white mustache and eyebrows to match.
He has watery blue eyes.
He's nearsighted and wears heavy horn-rimmed glasses.
He wears plaid pajamas and talks in his sleep.
His wife calls him Poochie.
He wears a size 7 hat, size 16 shirt.
And size 8 shoes.
And he has an appendectomy scar 4 inches long.
Oh, what's the use? I give up. I give up.
Matt, you say you just left them alone together in your office?
That's right, Ted.
Uh-oh, there'll be fireworks.
Exactly. And now we'll find out who the imposter is. We'll sit in here and listen to everything they say.
You mean you've...
Yes, I hid a microphone in my wastebasket.
I can't wait.
Listen.
Miss Randolph, did Fleming work...
It's true that some things change as we get older. But if you're a woman over 40 and you're dealing with insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, you don't have to accept it as just another part of aging. And with Midi Health, you can get help and stop pushing through it alone. The experts at Midi understand that all these symptoms can be connected to the hormonal changes that happen around menopause. And Midi can help you feel more like yourself again. Many healthcare providers aren't trained to treat or even recognize menopause symptoms. Midi clinicians are menopause experts. They're dedicated to providing safe, effective, FDA-approved solutions for dozens of hormonal symptoms. Not just hot flashes. Most importantly, they're covered by insurance. 91% of MIDI patients get relief from symptoms within just 2 months. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Just stupid jerk. He'd see right through you.
Why, that
isn't stupid, Mr. Randolph. He's absolutely moronic. If he weren't, he'd have you thrown out on your ear by now.
Nice kid.
Well, maybe you can bluff him.
And if you think you can bluff me...
Sounds like a deadlock.
Look, why don't you give up this crazy idea?
Why don't I? Why don't you?
Then go on home like a good girl. I'll give you my autograph if you do.
Why, you phony ham?
Then, now, see here, I'm not a phony ham. I'm a real ham. I mean...
Now, listen. Listen, I'll make a deal with you. I'll give you $500 if you just quietly disappear.
Ooh, are you little crook trying to bribe me? Okay, I'll give you $750 if you'll get lost.
I'll give you $850.
Nothing doing. My name is worth a lot more than that.
Your name? You mean my name.
Oh, cut it out. Why don't you find yourself another name? Something to fit your personality, like Typhoid Mary.
Oh!
Any minute now, Ted.
I'd like to... Hey, look. What's that shiny thing in the wastebasket?
Oh.
Where?
There.
Why, it looks like a... Yes, sir, it is a microphone.
Well, of all things.
Hello, Mr. Fleming. Where are you hiding?
Oh, I give up. I give up. Ted, I just called both of them up.
Both Chris Randolphs?
Yes, and I told them to come to my office right away. I told them J.P. Peabody Penrose was here.
Yeah, but he's still in Mexico.
I know, but I've got them thinking he just came back.
Well?
Ted, this time we're going to find out for sure.
I sure hope so.
Don't worry. Only one of them's going to show up.
What do you mean?
I mean that only the real Chris Randolph will come. The phony one won't dare.
Say, that's right.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, no, no.
Well, where's Mr. Penrose?
You said he'd be here.
Oh, shut up!
Why, Mr. Fleming.
Listen. One of these days, I'm going to find out which one of you is the imposter. And when I do, I'm going to... Oh, what's the use? There's only one way out now.
What do you mean?
Well, since we know one of them is Chris Randolph, and we can't find out which one, I'm going to put both of them in the picture.
Oh, but
Mr. Fleming,
quiet, please. We can't waste any more time. Miss Randolph, you'll play the part of the chorus girl.
But
And Mr. Randolph, you'll play the cab driver.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Fleming. If he's going to be in the picture, I quit.
But you can't quit.
And if she's going to be in it, you can count me out.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
And I meant what I said.
All right, that does it. I don't care if J.P. Peabody Penrose does blow his top. We're going to finish this picture, and we're going to leave both of you out.
Well, if you put it that way.
Yes, if you put it that way.
That's better. We'll start shooting your scenes tomorrow.
Okay, now this is the scene in which you struggle over the jade bracelet. I want you to make it as realistic as possible.
Right.
Yes, sir.
As soon as he grabs you, Miss Randolph, scratch his face. Scratch it hard. Make it look good.
Well, if you insist, shall I sharpen my nails?
Now, just a minute.
Mr. Randolph, as soon as she scratches your face, slug her. And don't be afraid to hit her. Really let her have it.
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
I hope you break your hand.
All right, quiet. Quiet on the set.
Okay, let's shoot it.
Okay, sister, out of the cab.
All right. What's the idea?
Let's have it.
What?
The jade bracelet.
The jade? No.
Okay, then I'll take it.
No, I won't give it to you.
No. Oh. All right, sister, you asked for it.
Oh, don't. Don't.
Hey, what is this? You're supposed to slug her, not kiss her. You're supposed to knock her down.
Oh, leave him alone. He knows what he's doing.
Why? Thank you. I like your technique, too.
But what's the big idea? Why did you kiss her?
I don't know. But all of a sudden, it just seemed like a good idea.
Well, the picture's finally done. And I still don't know which one of you is Chris Randolph and which isn't.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, the suspense must be awful.
Well, I'm going to find out one of these days, and when I do, I'm going to fire you. I'm going to see that you never make another picture.
Which one of us are you yelling at?
How should I know? But I'm going to find out one of these days, and when I do, I'm going to fire you.
Oh, you just said that.
Mr. Fleming, I can't stand seeing you suffer like this. I'm going to tell you the truth.
What?
I am the imposter.
So, at last.
Oh, but he isn't. I am.
Now, cut that out.
Don't believe her, Mr. Fleming. She's just trying to shield me.
That's not true. He's trying to protect me.
No. Oh.
Now, darling, I'm not going to let you do this
for me. Now, sweetheart, I know you love me, but I can't let you sacrifice your future
but
for me.
Oh, honestly, how in blazes can I tell which one of you to believe?
Oh, but you see...
It's just
get out of here, both of you. Get out. Beat it.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, here is Myron Wallace. To candy lovers, there is always one special candy treat which stands out over and above the rest. And all over the country, candy lovers of all ages have long considered a Forever Yours candy bar just such a special thrill. For each bite of Forever Yours is rich with the delightful flavor combination of a thick, dark chocolate coating, a golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and a soft, rich nougat center, abundantly flavored with real malted milk. It is this combination of the dark chocolate, creamy caramel, and soft nougat that makes every bite of Forever Yours a real taste thrill, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. Treat yourself to the enjoyment that is Forever Yours. The call for the third act of Who is Chris Randolph? Brought to you by the makers of Forever Yours. Matt Fleming, after using both Chris Randolphs in a motion picture, still doesn't know who is the real one. Moreover, they appear to be in love with each other. Well, it's now 3 days later. Fleming is sitting in his office when the door opens.
Fleming! Oh, Mr. Penrose, when did you get back?
Never mind. Did you follow my instructions? Did you give Chris Randolph a part and turn the other cheek?
Yes, Mr. Penrose, I did.
Good. And mark my words, Fleming, that Chris Randolph's going to be a star.
Yes, sir. I think she... That is, he... I mean, you said it.
Hello, Miss... Uh-oh, pardon me, wrong door.
Oh, come on in.
Oh, but I was looking for the Acme Cats and Dog Hospital. I've got a broken cat.
Come in.
Well, all right, if you insist.
You know Mr. Penrose, of course?
Oh, yes, of course. Hello, Mr. Penrose. It's so nice to see you back.
I'm afraid you've made a mistake, miss. I don't know you.
Oh,
you don't know her?
Of course not. I've never seen her before.
So?
Who is she, Fleming?
Why, I don't know. I never saw her before either.
Oh. I've got to be going. By the way, I want to see Chris Randolph as soon as possible.
Yes, sir. I'll phone right away.
Good. And get him over here. I'll be back in an hour.
Well, I guess I'll be running along now.
Just a minute, you.
Oh, no, don't say anything. I hate goodbyes. I'll just slip out quietly.
Come back here, you little faker.
You hate me, don't you?
Hate you? Why, bless your dear little heart, I wouldn't lay a finger on you. I'm going to use a baseball bat instead. Hello, Chris, my boy. I'm glad you came right over.
What is this, Mr. Fleming? Why the hearty greeting?
Because you're Chris Randolph, the real Chris Randolph.
You mean that...
Yes,
that...
we've exposed Miss King. Haven't we, Miss King?
Oh, Chris, I...
Oh, hello. I didn't see you.
Look, Chris, you yell at her for a while, will you? I'm tired.
Well, all right.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, Chris, I'm awfully sorry. I wish...
It's Mr. Randolph, if you don't mind.
Very well, Mr. Randolph. And I wish I hadn't done it. I wish I...
Why did you?
Well, darling, I...
Mr. Darling, if you please.
I only did it because one of J. Peabody Penrose's talent scouts promised me a screen test, which I never got.
Is that the only reason?
Yes. And the fact that I thought I could get away with it.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Oh, Chris, darling, I'm sorry I caused you so much trouble. Please say you'll forgive me.
Well, I don't know.
Please?
All right, I forgive you.
Oh, Chris, you're wonderful.
I know it. Well, you tried being Chris Randolph, and it didn't work. Now...
Yes.
How would you like to be Mrs. Chris Randolph? I think I can fix it. I know a guy who knows a guy who...
Oh, darling.
You may kiss me if you want to.
Oh, just try and stop me.
That's right, Mr. Penrose.
Mr. Penrose?
Well, Fleming, where is he?
Right here, Mr. Penrose. Here he is, our future star, Chris Randolph.
What? Are you out of your mind? He isn't Chris Randolph.
What?
He isn't.
Well, that's that. Which way to the river?
Why, you...
Now, darling.
Don't you darling me. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a phony.
But, sweetheart, you yourself...
Fleming, what in thunderation is this all about?
I don't know. If he isn't Chris Randolph, why, then the girl must be.
No, Mr. Fleming, I'm not Chris Randolph.
No, she is.
You mean I put both of you in the picture and I still didn't? Oh, no.
There. Into every life a little rain must fall.
What's that about rain? In California, it doesn't...
She told me she was Chris Randolph. You told me you were Chris Randolph, and now...
Well, it was just a slip of the tongue.
So I put both of you in the picture, and now I find out I still haven't got the real Chris Randolph in it.
What's that?
Now, please, Mr. Penrose, control yourself. You're turning purple.
All right, I like purple. And Fleming, you're an idiot.
Yes, sir. But it wasn't my fault. You forgot to give me Chris Randolph's phone number before you left.
His phone number?
Yes.
Listen, you can read, can't you?
Sure, but what's that
got... The San Diego papers have been full of stuff about Chris Randolph for weeks.
But I don't read the San Diego papers.
Snob.
Say, Matt, I just ran across another Chris Randolph.
Oh, Mr. Penrose, hello.
What's that about another Chris Randolph?
Oh, it's nothing. You see,
He what?
Well, sir,
Yes. That's him! That's the Chris Randolph I meant.
It is?
Yes, bring him in.
Yes, sir, he's right outside.
Honestly, if my nerves don't give way...
Come on in, Chris. Well, here he is, Mr. Penrose.
What?
Oh, no.
I don't believe it.
Yes, indeed. That's Chris Randolph, all right. Hello, Chris. How are you?
A cocker spaniel.
Well, how do you like that?
Walker, how did you find him?
Why, a man from San Diego just brought him in. He asked me to give him a screen test.
Oh, Chris doesn't have to pass any screen tests, do you, Chris? Oh, what a personality. What a profile. Chris, you're going to have your name in life.
That's too bad he can't read.
It certainly is. But, young man, you and this girl had the nerve, the gall, to pose as Chris Randolph.
Well, I suppose you're going to fire us.
Fire you? Of course not.
You aren't.
I'm going to have Fleming fire you. Fleming?
Yes, sir. Ooh, am I going to enjoy this?
Hello.
Goodbye.
Hey, don't shut the door. Aren't you going to ask me in?
No. Now get lost.
Eileen, darling.
Don't you touch me, you phony. You lied to me. You had me believing that you were really Chris Randolph.
But you pulled the same trick on me.
That's beside the point.
Oh, darling, let's forget it. Let's get married and live happily ever after.
No, I don't want to be Mrs. Steve Kimball. I want to be Mrs. Chris Randolph.
Okay. If you'd rather marry a cocker spaniel.
You know what I mean.
Oh, sure, but...
Oh, I wish you'd get out of here and leave me alone.
Okay. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. Where do you think you're going?
Well, you just said you wanted me to let you alone.
Well, did you have to believe me?
Sorry, Eileen, but it's too late now. I'm going.
Oh, Steve, wait.
Well, seeing you put it that way.
Oh, darling. Oh, come in.
Hello, Eileen. Oh, hello, Steve.
Wait, Matt Fleming.
What do you want?
Now, children, I'm sorry about our little misunderstanding this afternoon. It was all a misunderstanding.
Okay, Matt, what is it?
Well, we just previewed Turn the Other Cheek, and between the two of you, you darn near stole the picture.
Really?
Well, what do you know?
And now J.P. Body Penrose wants me to give you two of the leading roles in our new picture.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, who's going to star in it?
Why, Chris Randolph, of course.
Chris Randolph? Steve, did you hear that?
Yes, darling. Now we'll have to ask Chris to be best man at our wedding. We'll show these Hollywood folks how to put on the dog.
The curtain falls on the last act of another Curtain Time play, brought to you by the makers of Forever Yours. Tonight's Curtain Time starred Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent. Matt Fleming was played by Maurice Hoagland, and the supporting players were Michael Romano and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Faber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. And now, here are the stars of Curtain Time with a word about next week's play.
Well, Pat, I don't know how much we should tell you about next week's play.
I don't think we should tell him anything, Harry.
Not just a little bit.
Well, Pat, it's about a very odd old man.
Except that he isn't an old man at all.
That's right. And his name's Mr. Worthington.
Which is also the name of the play.
Well, that sounds mighty mysterious. I'll be sure to be here. Thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Forever Yours present...
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Metal Banker. And next Saturday, be with us once again for Curtain Time. Remember, for real candy pleasure, treat yourself to the enjoyment that is forever yours.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
It's true that some things change as we get older. But if you're a woman over 40 and you're dealing with insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, you don't have to accept it as just another part of aging. And with Midi Health, you can get help and stop pushing through it alone. The experts at Midi understand that all these symptoms can be connected to the hormonal changes that happen around menopause, and Midi can help you feel more like yourself again. Many healthcare providers aren't trained to treat or even recognize menopause symptoms. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. They're dedicated to providing safe, effective, FDA-approved solutions for dozens of hormonal symptoms, not just hot flashes. Most importantly, they're covered by insurance. 91% of MIDI patients get relief from symptoms within just 2 months. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.